4 concentration camps, a life living in Argentina and the United States, various things, accidents. And he kept to his ideals. I don't make any person out to be without sin. As we say in the Panagida, only God is such. But we do great things that should be emphasized more than the sins or mistakes that we do. If you go to Auschwitz, you will see on the entrance to Auschwitz, Arbeit macht frei, work will set you free. Jesus never said that. Jesus said the truth will set you free. The more technology you have means you have a lot of tools. It doesn't make you a good person. Functionality, building a better machine. No one would ever go up to an artist and say, you must be great. You have 503 brushes. You're probably a great painter just because you have more or better. The Greeks had it right. On the temple of the Delphic Oracle, their prophetess was written, know thyself. Have the truth about you. Do not use work as an excuse for not looking at your life. We are not machines that make things. We are not people that simply have dreams, but we are people who are a dream in God's eyes and in each other's eyes. We help each other to face the truth as a starting place to do better and to become better. Bohdan was always funny to me. He was a quiet, reserved man that sat in the back. None of you are probably Catholic because you should be against that wall. As far back as, and a lot of people love the pillars. It gives them a place to hide. But he always had a firm handshake, you know. And he talked to me firmly. He meant things. And the way I experienced him, as a gentleman, who stood up for the truth, didn't make a big show of what he had survived, but tried, I think, to become better. Because we are made great men and women, not in those great moments, but all those little moments that no one sees, that no one notices, when we are both honest to ourselves and honest to each other, and we get up, and we try again. There's a beautiful saying by Oscar Wilde, and he said this as he was studying religion, because contrary to what people say, he loved it so much. And he said, every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. You can always choose. You can always decide. And with God's help and your own efforts, become a better person. Never think because you have more, you are more. Never think because technology has improved that our society is better. Curing diseases is wonderful. Curing the human heart so it sees and experiences life with compassion, with understanding and creativity. These are much more difficult to do, but much more essential to do. And that's why when we search for meaning, unlike work, I think truth should be our guide, because you have to know where to begin. In a reality that faces us, that it may be unpleasant, but to proclaim, this is who I am, this is how the situation is, and how can I get it better? I don't know if Bohdan had any PTSD counseling after the concentration camps. I'm sure Auschwitz didn't provide it. But he did pray. He did work. And he did live. And he did his best with all the things that he experienced. We as people need to take an example from his life how to live our own. I grew up next to the Bronx, and I remember one of the social workers saying, people hang out on the corners not because they're poor, but because they have nothing to get up and live for. They don't have a vision for themselves. So they hang around until a vision comes around. And so for us, our primary work should always be that gift of life that we receive from God himself, how to become better persons. And Bohdan is a great obstacle. He had everything go wrong from him from the beginning. 4 concentration camps, 2 plus years behind bars. There's also another man who had a problem. He was not at his mother's funeral. His father died when he was a teenager. Both his brothers died. And by the time he turned 20, everyone in his family was dead. That person was John Paul II, who went on to become Pope. When we look at people, we sometimes caricature them or make up what we think they are, but we often don't know what they go through. That is why a compassionate human approach for life, even for those people who appear to have no compassion for anyone else, perhaps need our compassion the most. Because it's not the person that cries who has a heart of stone, but the person who doesn't. So thank you for coming to pray for Bohdan, to learn from him. And now we have an old custom that the priest always reminds us of our human frailty and says, if we have done anything to Bohdan that was wrong or said something in hatred or unknowingly hurt him, we apologize to him and grant him our forgiveness. And we ask him that if we have done anything wrong or said anything wrong, that he forgive us. Because forgiveness is not saying, I agree with what you did to me. Remember when Jesus got up from the grave? He went to Thomas and he said, put your hand in my wounds. What you did to me was wrong, but I forgive you. Forgiveness is never compromising with evil, but stopping evil in our life. Never be a carrier of hatred, evil, and other things that contaminate our life and humanity. Be all of those people that say, hatred stops with me. Evil stops with me. I will never be a host to someone else's garbage. I will bring light and hope, even if I am surrounded by the bars, by the wood, by the barbed wire, and the hatred of concentration camp. This is how the world gets better. Don't give in, but conquer evil with goodness. Slava Iisusu Hristu.